Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, aka Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is about the art of letting go, and later on, we're going to talk about local artist and local scene advocate Dwayne Brock. The art of letting go is an easy concept that I think we all struggle with, mainly because it's more about the application rather than what we know. With my own self, the hardest thing I ever dealt with in my life was bitterness. And I think the reason why I had such a hard time letting go of it is because I wanted to keep holding on to it. Havelock Ellis once said, "All the art of living lies in a fine mingling of letting go and holding on." And personally, I think Havelock Ellis was onto something. For myself in the bitterness, I couldn't let it go because I wanted to keep holding on to it. And that is the key of where you'll learn where the art of letting go begins. We all have to realize that whatever we're holding on to, we have to learn that if we truly want to let it go, we have to have the desire of letting go conquer the desire of holding on to whatever it may be, your addiction, a relationship, a lost loved one, whatever it may be. The key of learning how to develop an art of letting go is developing a desire to let go versus holding on. And don't get me wrong, with each situation and each circumstance, there's a time frame for everyone. And we all grieve and we all go through letting go of things differently. And that's what makes us unique and different in our own way. But if you truly want to be free of whatever's holding you captive in your life, you have to have the desire and the realization and see that, you know what? Maybe if I let this go, I can get better. But how do I do that? It's when you have the desire that you don't want to hold on anymore that letting go becomes easy. Might sound simple, but it's really not. I think all of us can say that it's not easy at all. In fact, it's one of the hardest things that you can do. And that's what makes letting go such an art that's hard to master. Because there's that one thing in all of our lives that we struggle to let go of. Because it's something that deep down we want to keep holding on to. But that's today's topic. Very short, sweet to the simple. And I just want to encourage you guys that whatever you're going through and whatever's causing you not to let go of something, I want you to understand that it takes time. But you have to want to change for yourself in order to let it go. Ultimately, that's your decision. But we're going to go to a commercial. And when we come back, we're going to talk about local artists and local scene advocate, Dwayne Brock. What you just heard was a single ripped from Dwayne Brock and the Lucky Bastards. Today we're going to talk about local artist and local scene advocate Dwayne Brock. Dwayne Brock is a local artist that I value very greatly because honestly, Dwayne Brock's the reason why I got into the local scene. He was actually the first local artist that I met a while back that introduced me to what the Augusta local music scene was. The first time that I met Dwayne Brock was down at Joe's Underground. It was back in November 2015, and it was actually my first time being in a bar. I wanted to play some of the songs that I wrote at an open mic, and come to find out, those songs that I play at that open mic are actually songs that I play today with my band Fenwick. Dwayne Brock, I'll never forget, was a very just open, very friendly guy. And, you know, I greatly appreciate that from Dwayne, because later on that inspired me to reach out to the scene. It inspired me to go out and push my music out there later on because of what he did as a host for open mic. For many of you who don't know Dwayne Brock has hosted several open mics throughout the years. In fact, a lot of people know Dwayne Brock because of open mic. But Dwayne Brock's not just a host of open mics. Dwayne Brock actually has been in several local acts that have played several shows in town. One of the first groups that Dwayne Brock was part of was Roscoe Slavin, which was himself doing blues. The second group that he was a part of was Gin Jockeys, which was a three-piece cowpunk band. The third was the Least Likelies, which was like a surf punk kind of band. And then fourth, one that's been very popular for him of recent, is Dwayne Brock and the Lucky Bastards, which is more of a bar rock band. And then one of his most recent projects that he's been going head on a lot lately with is Bearded Bees, which is a three-piece rock and roll band. Dwayne Brock has a very interesting style. A lot of people call him the Texan. To me, it fits. The guy has that southwestern rodeo rock and roll feel about him. Kind of like a jailhouse blues rock kind of feel to him. And it makes sense because a lot of his inspirations were John Lee Hooker, Waylon Jennings, Jack White, and MC5. Dwayne's always been more of a live experience performer over one of a studio performer. And you can definitely tell that by the way he plays and the way he gets into his music. One of the things that I definitely appreciate about Dwayne Brock more than his music is his character. Dwayne is a character that is one of a kind. He's friendly, he's polite, and he will always see the best in people as long as they believe in themselves. And honestly, he's shown me that since the beginning. And more than anyone, I want to thank him for inspiring me to be what I am today as a musician. And it's funny, Dwayne, he calls me his godson. I guess he's the godfather. Haha. But Dwayne is a really cool guy, and he has a very interesting style. He's definitely a one-of-a-kind artist, and he's a big advocate in the local scene. Usually wherever I go out, Dwayne is usually there. And it's very seldom that I see the same faces in different places that I go to. But Dwayne Brock is one of them. He's a huge supporter of local music, and it shows, especially when he hosts open mics. But a lot of these different projects he's been a part of, they have their own take, and you can definitely see where his charisma and his personality definitely takes hold in his music. And it's very evident. And if you ever hear of a band, Bearded Bees, or hear about Dwayne Brock and the Lucky Bastards, I highly recommend that you go see them, because they have a very unique style and one that is very entertaining and kind of takes me back to my childhood in a way, because, you know, the southwestern rock and roll vibe is kind of what I grew up on with living next to a buffalo ranch. But that is Dwayne Brock. And if you guys want to see him, I know there's several shows that are coming up. You can definitely go to his Facebook page and see which one of his bands are playing. And he has them listed up and the flyers are there. But go check out Bearded Bees or Dwayne Brock and the Lucky Bastards, because Dwayne Brock, he honestly deserves our support because of the support that he gives to the local community. That's all the time that I have for today. And thank y'all for tuning in. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.